Welcome to Church Grip, Episode 1. Church Grip is a podcast about production and technology in the church. Today I'm going to talk about the recent opportunity I had to evaluate the PreSonus Studio Live. I'm your host, Rick Russell, and I'm the tech director at Sugar Creek Baptist Church. Being that this is episode one, I'd like to give a brief introduction to the podcast. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts and realizing the ones that I look forward to are the ones that are short and to the point. That's the goal for Church Grip. I'd like to do a 10-minute or under podcast about a single topic and try and provide a lot of content in a short amount of time. Might have an occasional episode that might be a few minutes longer, but for the most part, we'd like to stay at 10 minutes or under. I'd like to release the podcast weekly, depending on my schedule as a church production director. We'll see how that goes. The title Church Grip comes from the video production job of a grip. A grip is a servant in the video production industry handling rigging for electrical staging and lighting. If you serve as a production person in a church, you serve a very similar role to the video production grip, supporting the technology and production needs, but behind the scenes. Thought it would be appropriate for the name of this podcast. Let's move on to the PreSonus Studio Live. We are looking at doing an audio upgrade in our chapel, and we are wanting a new console for that room. We currently have a Mackie CFX20 that's in pretty rough condition in there, and we thought we'd look at what was available in the digital console market for a room such as that, that is mainly used for a large Bible study class, some weddings, a few smaller events and vocal recitals, things like that. A vendor I work with recommended the PreSonus Studio Live. Asked him if I could get a demo of the console to check it out and see if it would suit our needs. And I thought I'd give a brief overview of what I found during my time I spent with that console. The PreSonus kind of fits in a interesting area. It's in the lower price range of digital consoles. The 16-channel version street price is somewhere in the low $2,000 price range, and the 24 channels in the low $3,000 price range. The console's got 16 or 24 channels, inputs, XLR balanced ins, line ins, inserts on each channel. It does have direct outs for each channel. They are on DB25 connectors, so you would need a DB25 breakout cable to use those direct outs. Each channel has dynamics built into it, EQ, compression, gates. It's a four-band EQ. There are two internal effects buses. The console's got six aux outputs. It's got four subgroups as listed by the 16x4x2 or 24x4x2. There are no moving faders on this console. This is a differentiation point between other digital consoles out there on the market. It also has scenes in it, which I found to be a little bit interesting without having moving faders. Really found that the scenes were more functional for setup changes between bands or possibly to be used in different configurations for the different events that you do, rather than maybe song-to-song changes or cue-to-cue changes if you were doing a drama. The thing I might have been the most surprised about on the PreSonus console was the quality of the preamps. PreSonus is known for good quality preamps in their FireWire recording interfaces, and those same quality of preamps have made their way into the Studio Live. This was refreshing for the price point, as I mix on the Yamaha LS9 and the M7CL as well, and have not found the preamps to be quite as warm as I would like in those consoles. I would say that the PreSonus console might compare a little closer to our D5 than the Yamaha products did, our Digico D5 that we mix on in our main worship center. The Studio Live mixers also include a 32-in by 18-out FireWire digital recording interface that can record at 24 bits at 44.1 kHz or 48 kHz. This is a very flexible feature that allows you to record live sessions or use as a dual purpose, providing a recording surface for times when you need to do voiceovers for video production or record some guide tracks for vocal members or bands to practice with your custom arrangements that you're doing. The FireWire interface on the console can also be used as a channel input. Great if you're running stems or loops during your events or services that you're doing on the PreSonus console. A 31-band EQ is also included on the main outs. When you think about all of the dynamics, compression, gating, EQs, and effects processing that's built into the console itself, really makes for a lot of bang for the buck. Even though the cost of this console may be more than what you'd be looking at in an equivalent 16 or 24 channel analog console, what you gain through all of the extra processing that's included will save you both space and money in building out those systems. When I've worked in smaller churches, it seems that the console is always purchased, but sometimes the much needed dynamics are never included. You might have two channels or four channels of compression, and after you've worked with a digital console with a compressor on each channel, you realize how important those tools are to the audio engineer, and having those on the PreSonus console is really a nice feature and great for those that may be traveling and need to have all of that functionality in a much smaller space. Overall, operating the PreSonus console was very easy to figure out. Didn't find myself going to the manual often at all. In fact, I think the only thing I had to look at was the odd levels button, which is a button on the console that when you switch scenes becomes enabled and allows you to set the faders through LED guides that are on the console back to the levels that they should be for that particular scene, being that you do not have moving faders. What took me a few to figure out was that you need to turn that levels button off before the faders become active again. This could be one area of the console that could be a gotcha for inexperienced operators. Again, this is part of the compromise you have in the lower price point of the digital console. The 16-channel version of the Studio Live is rack mountable. The demo version that was given to me by PreSonus was already mounted in a rack. I did find that the angle change that they make between the upper portion of the console and the faders, while it looks very comfortable in a desktop mounting position, was not very comfortable to use in a rack. The faders extend up out of the rack itself and don't follow the contour of the rack, making it a little bit uncomfortable to mix on when it is rack mounted. I'm sure this would go away if you were using it on a desktop, so that might be something you may want to consider in your evaluation of the console as well. Overall, I really enjoyed the PreSonus Studio Live. If you are looking for a digital console in the lower price range, definitely give PreSonus a look. You can find the console at PreSonus.com and contact your local AV integrator and see if they can get you a demonstration model and check it out and see if it'll work in your environment. I always recommend when purchasing items that if you can, get a demo of it and see how it works in your environment. While it may work great for one person or one church, that doesn't mean it's going to work great in your environment. So always see if you can get one, connect it, test it out, see how it's going to work, and even better, get it in the hands of your volunteers if you have volunteer operators, and let them try it out and give their feedback as well. Sometimes things that may be intuitive to you may not be quite as intuitive to them. Thank you for joining me for the first episode of Church Grip. The Church Grip website is at churchgrip.com. Leave me a comment there or on Twitter at @churchgrip. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.